Sayyiduna Ka'b bin Ujra radiyallahu ta'ala has narrated that once the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was sitting with the blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In the meantime, a young man passed by. Having seen a powerful and a strong man, the blessed companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, would that he could spend his youthfulness and strength in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Upon this, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if this person has come out to look for sustenance for his small children, so he is in the way of Allah. And if this person has come out to look for the sustenance for his old parents, so even then he is in the way of Allah. And if he has come out to protect himself from begging people or from eating haram, so he is in the way of Allah. However, if he has come out for ostentation and pride, so he is in the way of Satan. Dear Islamic brother, have you noticed the importance of the great effort to serve parents and to bear the expenses of children that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarded that person as one who is in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, those who keep halal and haram in view, besides the truth, justice and honesty, do trade, jobs or work as laborers, are not only the beloved ones of Allah Azza wa Jal, but they will also be resurrected with the good people. Furthermore, they will be forgiven, and on the day of judgment, the brightness of their faces will be like the full moon. Let's listen to three sayings of beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam about the excellence of trade and general work, so that the importance of trade may become more evident. It is mentioned in Tirmizi, At-tajiru as-saduqul amin ma'an nabiyyina was-siddiqina wash-shuhada. A true and honest businessman will be with the Prophet, Siddiqeen and martyrs. Number 2. Inna Allah yuhibbul mu'mina al-muhtarif. Allah Azza wa Jalla loves the professional who works for his livelihood, true believer. Number 3. Man amsa kallam min amali yadayhi amsa maghfuran lahu. The one who works with his own hands till the evening and feels tired, he does the evening after being forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.